Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks, and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. Troy Dooley here, and I tell you, I wish y'all lived on the Emerald Coast. You know, there is not a cloud in the sky. Dolphins were just swimming like crazy in the harbor this morning, and it's just a great day to be alive. I love getting up and doing these shows, studying early in the morning and watching the sun rise over the Gulf of Mexico. And it just reminds me once again that there's so much that we can be excited about. I know we all go through crazy times in our lives, but when we watch the news just for a little bit, we realize how blessed we are to live in this country, even though it may not be perfect. It gives us an opportunity to do shows like this. It allows us to build a business. You know, we're in Mary Christensen's book, Make Your First Million in Network Marketing, Proven Techniques You Can Use to Achieve Financial Success. Now, we've got a few more weeks to do this book. We're in chapter 10, and I believe as I flip through my opening, there's actually 31 chapters. So we've got a few more days this month. But I want you to know something. I've been on the phone with Jerry Alcoa. He's a powerful internet marketer and technology expert out of New York City. Wrote a book called Connected Culture: The Art of Communicating with the Digital Generation. That's going to be the next book that we open with. You're going to love it. If you're doing anything on the internet, you don't want to miss this next series that we're going to get started. But today we're in Mary's book, chapter 10. You can get this book. Listen, Mary Christensen, you can just go to her website, Mary Christensen, CHRISTENSEN.com. Dynamic trainer. She's actually going to be at the MLMIA convention this weekend out in California. Her expertise has been in the party plan arenas, and that's why I wanted to do her book, because so many times people don't understand that MLM, network marketing, whatever you call it, are just basically those terms, MLM or network marketing, really have to do with the type of compensation plan. So does party plan. It's how do you get paid as a distributor. The industry as itself is a direct selling industry. It's a marketing channel that's used. And the reason I bring this up is because we're going to get into this, how to set appointments here in a second. But I had a message that was sent to me yesterday by Tom Chenault. He's having a conversation with somebody that is I believe is an outsider to what network marketing is all about. And the guy was lambasting a lot of things about our profession. And I got to thinking about the misinformation, the lack of education in understanding, really the ignorance of some people. I don't mean that as a negative term. I'm saying they just don't know about our profession. They don't understand that it takes hard work. It takes a true dedication to your business. Most people get in here and they don't work it as a business. When you look at the bottom part of Mary's book, it says proven techniques you can use to achieve financial success. See, we have to work it as a business. We cannot, in any facet, work it as a hobby. Hobbies are done out of a passion, but not necessarily to make money. If you're going to work a business, then you need to have an underlying reason, and it means you're going to work. Chapter 11, by appointment only. It talks about setting these appointments. Listen to what Mary says here. Successful network marketing people target 20 names a day for appointments. 5 minutes a call is plenty of time to make your point and still have a friendly chat. 20 calls at 5 minutes will take you less than 2 hours a day. The successful networkers know they must have 20 daily calls, and of the 20, many will turn them down. A 20% success rate seems to be the network marketing average for making an appointment to sell your product or talk about your business opportunity. 20%. That means 2 out of 10 are going to say, I'm in. I want to know more. I want to learn more. The others probably are going to say no. They're not going to say don't call me back. The only time that they might say don't talk to me, don't call me, yada, 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 is probably going to be if you're using a list of names from a lead generation company. the best, the worst, it doesn't matter. Leads are sold more than once. More than one people have talked to them, etc. And you couldn't get more no's than that. But as I said yesterday, if you have call reluctance, if you have a fear of the telephone, you need to go to toddfalcone.com. Todd is a wonderful, wonderful friend. He's been one of my mentors. I've supported his organizations for over a decade. He is the best when it comes to teaching, coaching, mentoring, how to overcome telephone reluctance. He is an expert. For over a decade, he was one of my top trainers and top distributors at a company that I was running, and he would call through 1,000-plus names a month. He built one of the largest organizations, not just in our company, but he's done it at Xango, he's done it at Send Out Cards, Legacy for Life. I mean, he's done phenomenal. Every organization he builds on an organic grassroots basis. This is the type of person that you want if you're having call reluctance that you want to talk with. So what's the goal here? It's to target 20 people a day. You don't just want to call and leave a message. You want to talk to live people if you can. But at the very, very minimum, leave a message and have them call you back and pick up the phone when they call. This is one of the most essential parts of starting your business. And if you'll do this the first month, I don't care what type of company that you're marketing with, if you will start to use the telephone, even in your local market, to your friends, to your family, whatever, pick up the phone and make the calls, 20 people a day, you are going to watch your business get off to a very quick start. You're not going to have overnight success, so don't pretend that you are. But it gets you started. See, this is the kicker here. Now listen to what Mary writes, because this is important. Without an overload of detail, talk in simple, enthusiastic terms about the company and the key reason why you have chosen to be involved with the products. Again, about the products. Now, let me say something on this point that I think is very, very important. Too many times, we end up in a scenario of disaster. We're brand new in the business. We make a phone call. We're excited. That gets the other people excited. They ask a bunch of questions. We try to answer without having all the knowledge that we need yet. And they prejudge and we blow it. Don't do that. If you're in a company and you say, well, Troy, I don't need to set an appointment per se. I just need to give them a call to action to listen to a sizzle call or to go to a website or to watch a video or whatever the case is. If that's the case, this still works for you. But you want to lead them to where they're going. You want to make sure they're writing this down. You want to make sure you set the appointment to follow up with them. You call them 3 times. On the third call, you say, you know what? I'm not chasing you. If you're interested, call me. That's it. Don't take it personal. Just keep moving forward. It's a little harder than working in your local market, but it does work. Falcone never built in his local market. He built internationally. I know other people have done the same thing. See, this is very important. Now, you may say, well, I don't even know what to say. Mary gives us some great examples on here. Listen, if you're selling children's clothing, you can do something along the lines of, hey, children adore the designs and the fabrics can be washed over and over and still look good. All of a sudden, you're going to pique a mama's interest. Wow, I don't have to go buy new clothes all the time. If you're selling cookware, which I don't think anybody probably on our call sells cookware, but overseas in Australia, Great Britain, places, they still do. So you won't believe how much fun I'm having in the kitchen now. And it's just outstanding quality, and every item has a lifetime guarantee. I guess that'd work for Pampered Chef. I wouldn't call it cookware, but you know, same principle, I guess. Tupperware would be that way. Maybe it's jewelry. You know, Bamboo Pink is launching. I'm going to be doing some stuff on them. You know, you'll love our original designs. Each piece is crafted in the company's own workshop, so the prices are lower than you'd expect for the quality. See, people are looking for this. Now, you're not. What you're wanting to do is pique the curiosity to learn more. You don't want to know. Maybe you're into wireless or long distance or something like that. So our family's spread across the country, So it's always cost us a fortune for calls. Now we can afford to talk whenever we want to. See that right there. Nutritional supplements. Man, I can't believe how much energy I have now that I'm taking these supplements. Or weight loss. You know, I've lost weight before, but nothing has been able to keep it off until now. See, it's simple, and especially when we're just chatting on the radio show like this. It's easy. But what you've got to look at is being able to have the confidence in your products to be able to make it work. See, I have it harder than most people. I run a technology company. Whenever something goes wrong, it's automatically our software, our services. It's never the end user interface. It's never that person clicking the wrong button, doing the wrong thing. It's just automatically Troy. So when you're out there with your products and your services, I think you're going to find it so much easier because people get excited about what they can see, what they can feel. If you're doing hosting or tasting parties, as my friend Garrett McGrath does, people are going to be able to feel, see, smell, drink. They use all their senses. This is fun. Now, Mary writes this. I love this. Appointments equal success. I'd write that down if I was you. Appointments equal success. Mary writes, a basic principle of network marketing is that the more time you invest face-to-face with others, the more your business will succeed. So always ask for an appointment. Hey, let's make time over coffee now. I can't wait to see what you think. See how easy that is? Hey, let's go down to Starbucks. Hey, let's go over here to the beach. Hey, whatever the case is. And it's easier when you start with friends and family. I'm going to tell you that right now. Acquaintances that you have. Matter of fact, here's something you can say. Hey, this is all new to me, so please let me practice on you. I value your feedback on how I'm doing, on what you see about our strengths and our weaknesses, you know, and just give me an idea. I need to have some appointments under my belt before the company will even let me go out there and really get rocking with this thing. You're not trying to sell them. Listen, everything I'm telling you here, everything that Mary writes, you have to know in your heart. This isn't a ploy to make a sale. This is truly, you want people that love and adore you because they won't be mean to you to tell you if you're doing good or not, to tell you what they think of your products and services. It's the only way that you're going to make it happen. That's why it's so important that we cover this. Appointments is number one. Folks, that's just number one. How are you going to build a business if you don't have people to talk to? It's that plain and simple. See, whether or not your company requires you to do 10 appointments, 20 appointments, 5 appointments. Primarily, you have to go out, I think, and do 3 to 5. You do it with an upline trainer. You go out and you do your focus while you're getting licensed. Every company is a little different. But if you were to take the time, you were to take the time and focus 100% on getting your practice in, seeing what happens in front of friends and family, how much more momentum would you gain when you're in front of a stranger? Mary writes this, the stronger your startup month, the more quickly your business will gain momentum. See, I believe it's all in that first 30 days. We put 90-day madman cycles together for people. We want them to push and be hungry and to grow and to thrive fast. And I believe, based on my military experience, you can do anything for 90 days if you just set your mind to it. It's a powerful, powerful, powerful situation. See, that's the key. Dedication, commitment, focus. Same thing you got to do at your job, except you're doing it for yourself. Mary writes, perseverance equals momentum. Man, I've just got a never give up attitude. I don't believe you ever give up on anything. That does not mean you don't change directions. It may not mean that you switch companies because the company's not right for you. It means that if you've got a passion, a vision, a mission that you're out on, you don't quit. That's part of what's wrong with America today. I don't know about the whole world, but that's why we got a 50% divorce rate. Is people don't want to persevere through the hard times. You got to push through. If something is that important to you, one of the things, and y'all know I just love the Lord to death. I'm very focused on my spiritual walk. But something that just burns my butt is when I hear Christians tell me, well, I believe this is how God has led me. God spoke to me, and this I prayed about this, and this is what I'm supposed to do. Rock on. That's awesome. 30 days later. you know what? I didn't hear God correctly. God's telling me to do something else now. Talk about a cockamamie cop-out that's unbiblical, but yet everybody I know wants to try to use it in some form or another. Listen, you've got to persevere. You've got to dig deep. If you feel in your heart this is what you're supposed to be doing, then keep it, because perseverance will equal momentum. Mary writes this. Listen to this. It's worth working hard to develop momentum because it creates a magnetic energy that attracts other people to you and your business. It's absolutely correct. When I was out in Vegas a couple weeks ago at the AMP convention, I wasn't talking about my business at all. I was talking about the industry. We were passionate about the industry. Now, we gave away our services and stuff. We had a card we put in the bags. Phenomenal opportunity. But you want to know what happened? This was the cool part. I had a call yesterday from a very high-up person inside of a multi-million-dollar network marketing company and said, Troy, I'm looking at everything you guys do, man, and we can use your services at a corporate level. I said, I'll fly in. If you want to let me know when I need to fly in. We'll fly into town and we'll talk about it. He goes, we're trying to cut our expenses. We believe you guys can help us out. I said, absolutely we can. It's what we do for a living. See, that's the key, folks. My passion is driving that. Now, we may or may not do business. That's irrelevant. It's the passion behind it. He's going to remember what it is that we're doing. If you get your butt off the chair and you kick it up this first month, where can you be? What can you be doing? The sky will be the limit. You'll be rocking. Listen, Mary writes this, and I love it. Make a conscious decision not to be unnerved or upset by negative responses. Expect them, because they are an inherent part of the business. Tell yourself that no is not the same as never. If you're polite, courteous, and friendly, you'll always be welcome back later. Listen, no's are a part of the business, period. Once you get your business going, if you've journaled everything, you are going to know specifically how many no's you've got to go through to get a yes. That's the key. When you get that yes, how much money are you going to make? Divide that by the amount of no's and yeses, and you're going to know every time you talk to somebody and you hear the word no, you're going to be a dollar amount ahead to getting to that yes, to moving to that next level. Everything, when it gets to the sale, no or yes, everything has a dollar price on it. Your no's equal money. Your yeses equal money. You've just got to know how much. If you know that you're not going to get a yes every time, a motivating factor is to be able to average and know how many no's you're going to get. That's the doggone key to it all. Mary writes, persevere and you will be rewarded. One good recruit who goes on to become a star in your organization can make a dramatic difference to the overall picture of your business. You guys have heard me talk about Shane Rudman over at Primerica. Youngest senior national sales director in the history of that company, 21 years old. Multi-millionaire before he was 25. His upline that recruited him into the business as a snot-nosed, long-haired hippie kid in shorts and t-shirt and sneakers with untied shoes quit the business before Shane made it big. Had he stayed in the business just off that one leg, Shane could have made him financially successful for the rest of his life. If you quit, if you don't persevere, what would you be missing? If the company's right, you believe in the products, you believe in the leadership, the compensation plan is fair, why would you quit? Why would you give up? Why would you listen to people more mixed up than you are? You got to dig deep. There's plenty of people that go to med school that never finish, just like there's plenty of people that enter direct selling that never finish. There's plenty of people that enter real estate, insurance, and everything, and they quit. They never accomplish what they're supposed to accomplish. You've got to go. You cannot give up. Mary writes this: you'll find your success rates increase as you gain more experience. There are two reasons for this. First, you start to learn what works and what doesn't. And second, you become more relaxed and self-confident. Self-confident people definitely attract more closes. People hear your tonality. It's not so much the words. It's the tone. It's your body language. Start today setting some appointments. Move forward. I'm telling you, you're going to bust your butt in the early years. I want you to know that. These first few months, you're going to think, gosh, I'm overworked and underpaid. And you're going to be absolutely correct. You're going to say, man, all this work and all I got is $50. I only had a party for $100. I could only get all my people on the minimal model ship. All that stuff's true. No problem. Because here's what I have learned over the last 30-some-odd years. You are overworked and underpaid early on so that you can be underworked and overpaid in years to come. It's just the way it works. Every business is that way. You got to work your way to the top. Get that extra effort in. Bust your butt. Make it happen. And move it to the next level. So how do you handle rejections? What do you do? This is different than overcoming objections. This is flat out people that say, I'm not interested. No. One of the things that you'll find, it's a mantra. It's a creed, a passion that people use. It's a network marketing. Direct sales of any kind. Basically, some will, some won't, so what next? Some will, some won't, so what next? That's it. See, we understand that everybody counts. Even the no's count. But you don't get stuck on them. Some will, some won't, so what next? It's that plain and simple. You just drive that home in your brain. Listen to what Mary writes here. Be prepared to press on. Overcome your feeling of rejection is the hardest part of the business. But when you master it and you gain the skill that will come and that will form as you get more confidence, you're going to find out that is where your future success comes from. Most of the people who fail at network marketing do so because they gave up after a few unsuccessful calls, never getting on their feet again. And as with most ventures, it's those who press on after stumbling at the first hurdles who are successful and reap the rewards. Now listen, there's a lot about direct selling. Direct selling is a professional business model. There are professional sales organizations that will be brought into a company that are paid millions of dollars to come in because of their success. Does that mean that the average distributor doesn't have it anymore? No, because you're going to be attracted into those marketing organizations. Here's what this means. When you find a company in an organization that is putting the money into their sales force, they're saying, we're willing to pay because sales are king. The people in the field are where it's at. And the leaders in those organizations understand that their team is what's earned them the right to make that money. Then here's what you're going to be able to get. You're going to see a company that's going to grow and grow. I'm not a big fan of big deals when they're not disclosed. I believe salesmen and saleswomen should be proud of the kind of money they make, and they should be willing to make that public. That's big to me. But I believe that an average distributor who has never had maybe an ounce of knowledge or wisdom about direct selling still have a ground floor opportunity today to build from the ground up, to start with one person and build a successful organization. I've seen it happen over and over and over, and I believe that you can be that kind of person. I think there's veterans out there that have lost their way and they've been stagnant. I believe that you can get it back. And you can go out there and build something that people will be proud of. But you've got to be willing to press on. You've got to be willing to overcome the objections. You've got to be willing to understand that there are people that are going to be critics of direct selling. that are more mixed up than you are, that doesn't have what it takes, but they want to yell the loudest because the internet gives them the opportunity. But you need to realize this is one heck of a powerful company that you're working with. That it's a heck of a powerful industry that we're all a part of, that we're a community of people that have the same drive, energies, and passion to succeed. There's more product is sold per capita by direct selling than any other marketing channel out there. This is huge, folks. Most people don't realize insurance is sold through direct selling. Real estate is direct selling. Pharmaceuticals are direct selling. The food products that Walmart buys is from a direct selling source where a person has gone in and made the sale. Most of those companies have multi-level marketing compensation plans, and you never realized it. This is the greatest profession under the sun for a person that will persevere. Discipline is the overall key. You have to discipline yourself. Mary writes this, a good discipline is to close yourself in a room and stay there until you have accomplished the day's quotas of calls. Matter of fact, some leaders in this industry encourage their new recruits to agree to a time when they will make all the important calls first. The leader telephones just before the scheduled time to wish the new recruit luck and quickly preview the call. Then telephone again immediately after the time allotted to congratulate them on the exercise. This is what you have to do. Experienced network marketers teach their downline that disciplined calling works for two reasons. A, because it does work and it's how you build your business. And B, because they are also teaching their downline how to teach their downline. See, it goes back to that duplication clause that we all talk about. You have to build it. You have to build it right. So what are some things that you can do? Make sure that when you make your phone calls, make sure you're in your prime. If you're coming home from work, you've had dinner and stuff, take a shower, clean up, freshen up, get some nice clothes on, sit down, do it. If you and your spouse have been fighting right before you get on the phone call, don't make the phone calls. If there's noise in the background, don't make the phone calls. Be focused. Be positive. If you need to leave the house, go to Starbucks or somewhere to make the calls, do it. Set the stage so that you can be successful. That's the key to what it is you want to do. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. We'll see you at the top. Be back here tomorrow with us on Radio for Your Mind as we talk about the power of referrals. Bye now.